Welcome to the Inside One, an innovative Windows 10 computer with embedded Braille display. This is a full Windows machine with a permanently integrated Braille display on the front, allowing you to read crisp, pristine Braille while operating a full Windows computer. Hi, my name is Kim Nova. I'm Director of Product Development with Mystic Access.
And I'm Chris Nova. I'm the founder of Mystic Access. And we will take the next 15 minutes or so to get you familiar with the Inside One and show you some of the basics to get you up and running.
Important things to know before we begin. The Inside One is a full Windows machine. So any application that you have installed on your PC, you can utilize on the Inside One, be it your favorite email program, internet browser, word processing application, media player, or another program you love, you can install and use it on the Inside One successfully, with the added bonus that you will have full Braille support with the included attached Braille display. You also have full speech support thanks to two available pre-installed screen readers, NVDA, non-visual desktop access, and JAWS.
Job access with speech.
You have the ability to seamlessly switch between these screen readers thanks to the control application, which we will visit later. The Braille display on the front of the device includes 32 cells of beautifully rendered Braille. In addition to the Inside One Braille computer, in the box you will also receive a hard copy Braille command list to assist you in getting started.
You'll receive a flexible QWERTY keyboard for assistance in setting up your Inside One.
And a micro SD card for additional storage. Speaking of storage, let's talk a little bit about specifications.
The Inside One is a full Windows 10 tablet. It's running the latest Windows 10 as of this recording. It has a 10-inch display. It also has embedded into the Gorilla Glass a full Perkins-style keyboard, so you can type directly on the screen with your Braille keyboard. One thing that you will notice a little bit differently about this Braille keyboard is that there are two space bars, a left space bar and a right space bar. The left space bar is sometimes referred to as .9, and the right space bar is sometimes referred to as .0. So in the documentation, you may hear or read to create a command something .0 or something 0 or something 9. That is what's referred to as dots 9 or 0. You will have the left space bar again is 9 and the right space bar is 0. So just remember that so that you're not confused.
Let's orient you to this device. It's approximately 3 pounds. It's made out of a sturdy metal. As Chris mentioned, it has a Gorilla Glass screen on top, which allows both Braille and, if you're a sighted user, QWERTY input. It includes a full USB port.
You can attach thumb drives or external keyboards or external peripherals to the Inside One using this port. It also has a micro USB port for charging.
There is also a micro SD card slot and a 3.5mm headphone jack. You could also plug in a wired speaker to this jack if you wish.
That's on the left side. On the right side, you have your power button, and this is furthest away from you, of course, with the Braille display facing towards you. And you can feel the Braille display because it feels a little bit spongy. You can feel the dots, and if you run your fingers across them, you can feel the sponginess of the Braille display. That means that the Inside One is currently off. So you have the power button, then closer to you, you have volume up, and then volume down, and then you have a mini display port. And this is on the right side of the machine.
The volume and power buttons are all skinny, elongated buttons. The power button is longer than either of the volume buttons, so you'll be able to distinguish it easily.
On the top face of the unit, you have three what are called sliders, and these are grooves that are embedded into the glass as well. And the reason they're called sliders is because you slide your fingers to do some tasks should you wish to.
Two of the sliders are vertical, one on either side of the display or the top face of the unit. The other is horizontal, just below the two horizontal embedded spacebars, or the left and right space, .9 and .0, respectively.
So you have the horizontal slider, which is just above the Braille display. So if you take your fingers, move them back a little bit, you will find that horizontal slider. And then just up a little bit from that slider on either side, if you go up a little angle, you're going to find the bottoms of the left and right sliders. Above the left slider, you will find what looks like a little button. It is not a little button. This is not how you turn the machine on or off. That is on the right edge. This is a button that allows you to go directly to the desktop if you wish to, or switch between multiple applications. It may have other functions as well that you can learn about on your own.
When we're talking about these buttons and sliders, keep in mind that all of the, quote, buttons on the top face of the device are concave grooves built directly into the screen. So you aren't pressing these. Rather, you are placing your fingers in them and usually performing a double tap, but sometimes a slide as well.
To me, they look like rivers. If you think of a river or a canyon, they kind of look like that to me. And they're pretty thick. They're thick enough to at least put a standard fingertip into. So to me, again, they look like little rivers.
And when you're putting your finger into the sliders particularly, you're either going to be moving your finger up, down, left, or right to activate a command.
For example, if you're familiar with the PC, you know that you use the up and down arrow keys quite a bit. On the right-hand slider, that's your up arrow key. You swipe up or slide up. And if you want to use the down arrow key, you swipe down or slide down. If you want to go to the right, you swipe across the slider from left to right. If you want to go to the left or press the left arrow key, you would slide from the right to the left across that right slider.
You know, Chris, perhaps they're getting a little excited about learning about this device now. So why don't we take away the suspense for everybody and show them how to power it on?
I think we can accomplish that. So I'm going to press and hold the power button, which is on the right side of the machine. So now the inside one is starting and it says initializing on the Braille display, and the dots are going from left to right and left to right. It's kind of like a little progress bar, if you will, and it's showing you that the machine is doing something.
If you're in a quiet area, you can actually hear this progress bar in motion, as it were, on your Braille display. Here's what it sounds like.
An NVDA, as it is the default screen reader, will start up.
And you pressed and held power for about 2 seconds?
Something like that, yes. If you feel comfortable, you can press and hold the power button pretty much until you feel the Braille display not become spongy.
Absolutely. So it takes just a minute for everything to power up. Your progress bar will continue to move across, so you'll know things are working as they should.
There's the NVDA sound.
Loading NVDA.
And it says on the Braille display desktop window.
Loading NVDA. Please wait. Taskbar.
And you finally end up at the taskbar. And it says taskbar on the Braille display.
Now that you have reached a spot on your Windows machine, you'll either usually be put on the taskbar or on the desktop. Initially, we were on the desktop, but I think now you should have been moved to the taskbar, yes?
Yes, and it still says taskbar on the Braille display. So if I want to quickly get to the desktop, I can find that little round button that is in the upper left-hand corner, and I can double tap it.
M. Desktop list. Control not selected, 1 of 15.
And there we are.
Now you can use the slider to move around among applications on your desktop. So this is the right-hand slider.
WordPad, 2 of 15.
So there's WordPad, and I just flicked down or slid my finger down on the right slider. If I want to go to the right,
Mozilla Thunderbird, 6 of 15.
I just swiped across the right slider with one finger. If I want to go to the left,
WordPad, 2 of 15.
Now I'm back at WordPad. Let's say I want to open WordPad. I can double tap the right slider with one finger, or if I had the Braille keyboard up, and we'll talk about that in a second, I can press .8 to press enter, or I can press 90. That will also execute enter. So however you want to do enter, you can do enter. So I'm going to double tap with one finger to press enter to open WordPad. You hear that little click, which means WordPad will be opening shortly.
Document WordPad window. Rich text window added multi-line blank.
So I am now in WordPad.
However, you can't type quite yet.
That's correct. Even though the keyboard is there, you have to bring it up. So in order to activate the keyboard, because as we stated earlier, you can use Braille on this device. You can also, if you are a sighted user, type on the device with a standard QWERTY on-screen keyboard. So what they do is they make you turn on the keyboard that you want to turn on. So for our purposes, we want to turn on the Braille keyboard. So what I'm going to do is place 6 fingers on dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, respectively. I'm not going to press 6 fingers on each dot. I'm going to press all 6 fingers on the screen for about 2 seconds, and we will hear a message.
Braille keyboard.
So you hear that pop, and it says Braille keyboard. Now I can start to type. So Kim, how do I type on this screen?
To type on the screen, you're going to use the embedded keys on the keyboard. For best results, you want to put as much of your finger as will fit into the little trench, or Chris likes to call them the little rivers, that are the concave embedded keys. This is going to make sure that you have the best and most accurate typing experience. This part is definitely a learning curve, because it's unlike other devices and definitely unique to the Inside One. So you want to place your fingers in the grooves of dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and hover your thumbs above the space bars. When you are pressing space, you can use either space bar to input the space command. You will also use dot 7 to backspace out any incorrect characters, and dot 8, which will be under your right-hand little finger, to execute the enter command.
So I'm going to type a word.
H. E-L-L-O.
So I typed the word hello. If I want to press the space bar, I just hit
space.
And I just hit the space bar.
If you want to backspace out the space,
I can press dot 7, which will be a backspace.
Space.
And it says space because it's telling you what you backspaced out.
So when you're typing, the character is actually input when you lift your fingers off of the screen. So if I made a mistake when I was typing in the H and forgot to put dot 2 down, but I still have dots 1 and 5 down, I can just rest my finger down on dot 2 and then lift my fingers at the same time. So the H will then be input.
This is very similar to how you would write on a manual Perkins Braille writer. So if you've used that device, this gesture will become quite familiar to you.
Let's talk a little bit about how to create commands. If you are a Windows user and you know how to press Alt-F4, for example, to close an application, you're going to do the same thing on your Inside One. Now, you might ask yourself, I don't have an Alt key. I don't have an F4 key because you didn't tell me where they are. So where are these invisible keys? Well, they're not really invisible keys. They're commands that you create with the Braille keyboard. So remember earlier when we talked about 9 being the left space bar and 0 being the right space bar? If I want to press Alt, I would press A with dot 0 or the right space bar, and it would say Alt. If I want to press Control, I would press C with the right space bar together, and that will press Control. So for example, if I wanted to print something out, I would press C0, and then I would release those keys to activate Control, and then I would press the letter P to bring up the print dialog, and this assumes that I am in WordPad or some word processor that I can print from.
What if you wanted to go into WordPad's file menu?
I can press Alt, and then the letter F for file menu. So 0 with A for Alt, and then the letter F for the file menu. Now, you might be asking yourself, okay, you mentioned Alt-F4. So you told me how to create Alt. Now how do I do F4? So let's go back to the left space bar. So you create a function key by pressing the left space bar with A through L, F1 through F12. So to create Alt F4, I would press A0, and then I would press 9D, and that will do Alt F4. Let's try this, shall we? So I'm going to press Alt.
Alt pressed. WordPad dialog, do you want to save changes to document? Save button Alt plus S.
I don't want to. So I can either press the Tab key, which is T with 0, or I can press Shift Tab, which is 9 with T. So that's how you can either Tab or Shift Tab. However, I can also press Tab or Shift Tab by swiping across the bottom slider with two fingers.
Don't save button Alt plus N.
And I can do a Shift Tab.
Save button Alt plus S.
By swiping to the left with two fingers on the bottom slider. So let's go back to Don't Save because I don't want to.
Don't save button Alt plus N.
Double tap on the right slider with one finger, or I can press dot 8.
Desktop list, WordPad 2 of 15.
So now we're sitting on the desktop, but what if we want to search for an application using the Windows search box?
We can press the Windows key like we would on a regular keyboard. Now, this is a little bit too much for this getting started guide, but there are multiple ways to do the same thing, just like on Windows. So in order to bring up the start menu, you would press .35680. Basically, you drop the W. This is all in the user's guide. It's in the audio tutorial that you have access to as well. So let's just try that really quickly. .35680.
Start window, search window, search box, edit blank.
So now I'm going to press space with E to get off of the Windows start menu because I may have pressed that by mistake or I don't want to do an actual search. But this is how you would open an application by pressing .35680 That will bring up the start menu. That is the command to directly access the start menu. So I'm going to press space with E to exit out of the start menu.
Top list, WordPad 2 of 15.
And we are back at the desktop, and it says desktop list WordPad 2 of 15 on the browser display. Because I pressed Windows from the desktop, it put me back to the desktop, but that might not be a surefire way to do it. For example, if you're in WordPad and you press space with E because you accidentally hit the Windows key to bring up the start menu, it would take you back into WordPad.
Now that you know a little bit about how to use Braille typing on the device, let's talk a little bit about volume adjustment and speed adjustment for your speech. You'll use the two volume keys directly below the power button on the right-hand side of the device. The one furthest from you turns the volume up, and pressing the one closer to you turns the volume down.
So let's experiment. So I'm going to press the volume down.
Volume level 36.
And volume up.
Volume level 38.
So that's how you change the volume. There are also hotkeys that you can learn more about that will change the volume. If for whatever reason you're on the Braille keyboard and you don't want to reach over to change the volume of your machine, you can do that as well. One more command that I want to show you is how to turn on what's sometimes referred to as the screen curtain. So if you're on a bus and you don't want people to see what you're doing, you can press and hold the little round button in the upper left-hand corner.
Screen off.
So it turns the screen off. If I press and hold it again,
screen on.
It's about 3 to 5 seconds, and you get the announcement of screen off and screen on with the ascending and descending tones.
In terms of the speech rate of your screen readers, these are controlled via your screen reader's settings. So there's no quick command that allows you to seamlessly and quickly change your speech rate, no matter which screen reader you're using. So you will use your screen reader's specific settings to change your speech rate.
So now I'm on the desktop. I can tab and shift tab to the different portions of Windows. For example, the start menu or the taskbar or what have you. So I'm going to do that. And to do that again, I can either use right space bar with T to go forward or left space bar with T to go backward again. Left is 9 and right is 0.
Start button. Type here to search button. Talk to Cortana button. Task view button. Running applications toolbar. File Explorer 1 running window button submenu. Notification chevron button. Show desktop button. Desktop list, WordPad 2 of 15.
And we're back to the desktop.
You can also use two fingers moving left to shift tab or right to tab on the bottom slider for the same results.
Absolutely correct.
If you want to go specifically to the taskbar, you'll use the same command that you would use on any computer, Windows T.
Left Windows pressed. Running Applications Toolbar. File Explorer 1 Running Window Button Submenu.
Let's say that you are primarily a Braille reader. The speech is okay, but it's not your favorite method to read. If you want to pan your Braille display, remember you have 32 cells of Braille available to you, you'll just use one finger moving right to advance the display and left to move the display backward on the bottom slider.
So before we leave you, we're going to talk a little bit about Control. Now, Control is an application that is installed on your Inside One, and it does a couple of neat things. You can use the normal Windows way to shut your computer down. Go to the Start menu, go over, go down, find power. However you want to shut your computer down, you can do that on the Inside One. With Control, you can actually shut your computer down within this little application. You can also switch between NVDA and JAWS and a couple of other little settings within your Inside One. So let's say that you don't like NVDA, you prefer JAWS. You can switch to JAWS, NVDA shuts off, and JAWS will come up as it always has for you. So to get to the desktop, I can either double tap the little round button or I can press Windows D. So W with the right spacebar.
Left Windows pressed.
And then the letter D.
Folder view list, WordPad 2 of 15.
So I know this desktop, but let's say I did not know this desktop. Control starts with the letter C, so I can press the letter C.
C, Control 1 of 15.
And I can press Enter to activate Control.
Dot 8.
Control starts. Yes.
Stop. Home. Home.
We heard NVDA say stop, and stop is on the Braille display. There's also launch and settings. If I want to go to launch, I can flick to the right on the right slider.
Launch.
It's a right arrow key. I can go to settings.
Settings.
I can go back to launch.
Launch.
And I can go back to shutdown.
Stop.
Or stop. They call it stop.
Are you just swiping right to get to all those different places?
Yes, right and then left. So I went to the right to go to
launch.
Launch. Right again.
Settings.
There's settings. Go back.
Launch.
Left.
Stop.
And left.
So you can't continue to scroll right, in other words. You do need to
right.
Move left.
Right. That's correct.
Desktop list. Control 1 of 15.
For the moment, we've moved back to the desktop. We're going to go back into Control in a moment to shut the device down. But first, we want to give you a couple more key commands that will be useful to you in your journey. What if you want to know the battery status of your device? This one can be particularly important because you get about 6 hours of battery on a charge. So you'll want to know what your battery status is if you've been using the device for a while.
I can press B with right spacebar or zero. Let's try that.
53%, 4 hours and 6 minutes remaining.
And there we go.
And that should have also flashed on the Braille display if you prefer to read that in Braille.
And it did. I'm just confirming because Kim can't read my Braille display.
Nope. If you want to know what time it is, let's say this meeting that you've been in has dragged on and on and on and on.
I can press insert, which is a new command that we're going to learn, and that's a screen reader command. So we're going to press I with 9 and 0, and then we're going to press F12. So for F12, we press the letter L. Insert I with 9 and 0.
Dot pressed.
It says NVDA, and then I'm going to press 9 with L.
11:29 a.m.
And that will tell you the time.
While this is a very brief startup guide to assist you in learning the basics of the Inside One, you may want further help. There are a few ways to get it. You will have the hard copy Braille keyboard summary, which has been sent to you along with your Inside One. There are also user guides and command references available via the Inside Vision website. There's also extensive audio documentation created by Mystic Access, so you get to hear us again as we instruct you on the more advanced capabilities and functions available when using your Inside One. I think our device needs a rest, don't you?
I do, so let's turn it off. So I'm going to use Control again.
Home. Home. Stop.
So it says stop here in Braille, and I can press Enter.
Shut down.
So now we've got options. We can shut it down.
Restart.
And I just flick to the right on the right slider, across the slider. We got restart.
Hibernate.
We got a hibernate. And we got a ding. So let's go back to shutdown.
Restart. Shutdown.
And I'm going to press enter.
Win and own blank. Home.
And the inside one will shut itself down. Right now it says close button.
Secure desktop.
You hear NVDA shut itself off. And my Braille display is doing its little progress bar, and now the Braille display is off, and it is beginning to become spongy.
Remember, this is a full Windows device. Anything you can do on Windows, you can do on the Inside One, including first-letter navigation with your screen reader of choice. So don't forget that's an option to easily move between and among options using the Inside One as well. We certainly hope you enjoy your device and that this orientation has been helpful. Thanks for listening.